From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Bolivian President Evo Morales conceded Wednesday that he had lost a bid to seek a fourth term after over 51% of voters cast no ballots in a weekend referendum. With respect to the results, it's part of democracy, the socialist leader told a press conference at the presidential palace. We have lost a battle, but not the war. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Afghanistan's Taliban says it's unaware of upcoming peace talks with the Kabul government, reiterating no such move can succeed until foreign forces completely withdraw and Sharia is enforced in the country. Tuesday, a four-nation group working for Afghan peace invited all Taliban and other groups to participate through their authorized representatives in the first round of direct peace talks with the Afghan government. However, a spokesman for the Taliban's so-called political office in Qatar, Mohammed Naeem, told VOA he has seen media reports about possible peace talks with the Afghan government, but said the insurgent group was unaware of such plans. Meanwhile, Russia has delivered 10,000 Kalashnikov rifles along with millions of rounds of ammunition to the Afghan government as part of a security agreement between the two nations. The rifles were delivered at a ceremony Wednesday at Kabul's military airport. Russia's ambassador in Kabul says his country is committed to helping the Afghans and Afghan forces combat problems like terrorism and drugs. U.S. President Barack Obama is hosting Jordan King Abdullah II at the White House today. They will have talks focused on the battle against the Islamic State and the humanitarian fallout from the war in Syria. Jordan has been taking part in the U.S.-led coalition conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets in both Iraq and Syria. This is VOA News.